This is KUT. The Texas Senate has been moving quickly on many of Governor Greg Abbott's priorities for the special legislative session. Yet there's one bill that's seen little movement. It has to do with a spending cap on city and county budgets. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
Senator Craig Estes of Wichita Falls wrote Senate Bill 18, which limits budget growth for cities and counties. But even he says there are some potential issues with it.
We know that there's some areas of the state growing faster than the state as a whole.
Which is important because the bill ties spending to statewide population growth and inflation. While the state of Texas has seen a roughly 2% increase in population year over year, that's closer to 3% in Austin. No Austin official was available to talk to me for this story, so I called this guy.
Sure. Right. This is Keith Hutchinson. I'm the communications manager with the city of Georgetown.
According to the census, Georgetown's population grew at a rate of 5.5% last year.
There's all kinds of things that come with that growth, more demand for police and fire and, streets and street maintenance.
Hutchinson says he's afraid SB 18 would limit Georgetown's ability to respond to such unprecedented growth.
A limit that would impose either a statewide metric or even another metric can be a real problem when you're trying to meet those demands.
Now, supporters of the bill say there's a fix for that. SB 18 would allow a city that wants to bust that limit to ask voters for permission. It's a mechanism used often by a city to the west. Hello, Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes. Hi, my name is Tracy Reber, and I'm a deputy budget and research director.
Reber works for the city of Phoenix. In the early 1980s, Arizona lawmakers amended the Constitution, putting limits on local government spending. They tied annual budget increases to cost of living and local population growth. But as Reber explains, Phoenix has never actually had to adhere to these limits. The Constitution allows cities to ask residents to vote every 4 years for home rule. If they do, the city's no longer subject to the state-set spending limit.
It's basically saying, it allows Phoenix residents and their elected representatives to continue to locally control the priorities of Phoenix.
But if Phoenix voters had not okayed this?
We exceed, the constitutional limitation by almost $1 billion a year.
That's a fourth of the city's operating budget. Neither SB 18 nor its House companion have made it out of their originating chambers. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.